It's Monday, February 21st, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. There's a new metric in town, weighted average contract value, and Cisco and Salesforce's incentive changes and what we learn. This is the Business of Tech. The NPD Group has released research around the U.S. business-to-business reseller channel. 2021 saw strong growth, with year-over-year revenue sales up 12%. Comparing 2021 to 2019, i.e. pre-pandemic, sales grew 8%. B2B software sales were up 16% in the fourth quarter, driven by strong demand for endpoint protection software, up 27%. Work-from-home device revenue sales have begun to slow, per the research. I also want to highlight something in protocol. I'm quoting liberally from the piece. In the SaaS industry, where it's common for a small number of customers to account for the majority of a startup's revenue, traditional metrics like average contract value, ACV, don't always provide the full picture. That's why Lightspeed Venture Partners developed a new metric called Weighted Average Contract Value. What is it? It weights customers by revenue rather than equally, attempting to tell more about the business itself. To calculate weighted ACV, take the contract value of each customer and multiply it by the proportion of revenue that customer represents. A customer representing 1% of revenue gets a 1/100th weight, and a customer representing 3% of revenue receives a weight of 3/100ths, and so on. Then, sum all those numbers. Weighted ACV tells you where to look if you want to best understand the revenue of the business. For example, a WACV of $25,000 tells us roughly that the typical dollar of revenue is generated by a $25,000 customer. Thus, revenue retention and churn and other revenue dynamics of the business will tend toward what we'd expect for those kinds of customers. Revenue weighting is especially helpful if the company in question has a large number of customers spending little or zero, contaminating the equal weighted ACV calculation. Now, why do we care? First, I want to note that there are signs of a slowdown amidst the upbeat data. I'm not down on the market. I'm just observing that it's not necessarily a rocket ship either. 12% growth is good, but it's not record-breaking either, and other markets are much hotter. Now, let's talk about metrics. Weighted ACV intrigues me because not all revenue is equal, and companies with diversified revenue are good. For those companies with large number of customers and little spending, this is an excellent way to clarify. Take that as some insight that the venture is trying to get smarter with their data. And while we're covering metrics, Business Insider is again reporting on Cisco's changing sales compensation. According to two Cisco employees familiar with the changes, and quoting the article, salespeople will earn a higher commission when selling subscription-based products like emerging cybersecurity or collaboration software than they would for one-time purchases like networking hardware. The article continues. For some salespeople, though, this change is another example of how they believe Cisco leadership is continually moving goalposts by changing the metrics on which their pay is based. In unrelated compensation news, Salesforce will tie executive pay to diversity and inclusion goals. This was reported earlier this month. Specifically, this means the company's ability to meet diversity and inclusion goals around hiring, retention, and promotions will determine the pay for leaders who are executive VPs and above, including Salesforce co-CEOs Mark Benioff and Brett Taylor. The goals are binary, meaning each measure is either fully achieved by the end of the fiscal year or not. Why do we care? I'm not so pessimistic about Cisco's change as their salespeople are. Why? Because it's clear they're moving where they want to go, subscription, and setting incentives to match. That's smart. And as many owners know, the salespeople you have now may not be the ones of the future if you change direction. Cisco is changing direction, not moving the goalposts. Because, as the Salesforce incentives show, you get what you pay for. They want to achieve diversity and inclusion goals, so they set incentives, and they made it binary, too. Either you get it or you don't. No excuses. That's a clear incentive. And financial incentives, as noted time and time again, drive action. SafeDNS, the web filtering solution for MSPs. With an ever-increasing number of cyber attacks and data loss, customers ask, how do I deal with it? The answer? Add an extra layer of protection, web filtering on a DNS level. Deploy SafeDNS and be protected in minutes. With a reseller panel and white label capability, generate more recurring revenue with AI-powered DNS threat protection, all with 24/7 support. Want to learn more? For details, contact SafeDNS at safeDNS.com. Thanks for listening. I know it's a holiday in the U.S., but I'll be moving things around later in the week. More on that later. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.